Torah. I was thinking today, you know, at least Torah remains the same. If there's something steady in the world, it's the Torah. So a blada gemara remains a blada gemara, a pasuk in chumash remains a pasuk in chumash, and a line from the Maharal remains a line from the Maharal. Okay, so we're over here on the page. I hope you can see it again. We were talking last time about actualizing potential and how human beings are created with the greatest possibility of actualizing that potential. So let's take a look inside. Amnam al tita bidvarim elu lishlol hashleimus mimi she'i efshar lo she'otzi shleimuso elapol. Now you'll ask the following question. What about people who cannot actualize their potential? What does that mean? You know, we often think that, let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, use a tragic example, a child dies young. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Ketanim Shemesu are Bnei Olam Haba. A child who dies young is eligible to have a portion in the world to come. So we would often say that was the mission of that child in this world. He didn't have much that he needed to accomplish. I was just telling my wife and children on the second day of Shuas, it's the yahrzeit of Rav Avraham ben Avraham. Who's Avraham ben Avraham? Avraham ben Avraham was the Ger Tzedek of Vilna. There was a holy individual who became a Ger Tzedek. He was a high-ranking noble person in Vilna, and he wanted to become a Jew, and he ended up dying brutally al Kiddush Hashem. The Vilna Gaon offered to save him. He was very close with the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, "I have the ability to use practical Kabbalah to free you from your captivity and to save you." And he said, "No, I want to die. I want to die al Kiddush Hashem." Avraham ben Avraham. So the story is told. Shlomo Zalman Orbach tells the story. He says, "I have a Kabbalah." He received some type of Kabbalah from the Talmidei Hagura, that there was someone who once gave birth to a child, and the child died very suddenly, and it was revealed to that family that as a means of comforting them, it was revealed to them that their child was the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, who was really a perfectly righteous person based on the tshuva that he did and his commitment, his mesiras nefesh, to become a Jew and to die as a Jew. The only thing he didn't have in his life is he wasn't born as a Jew. And these parents were comforted by this tzaddik who told them that your son was the Gilgal, a reincarnation of the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, whose only mission in this world was to be born as a Jew and then could die shortly after. So often when a person dies young, Rachmana Litzlan, we like to imagine, assuming they were a good person, that they finished their mission. If a baby, Rachmana Litzlan, dies, we say the baby had a very short mission in this world. The Maharal, perhaps speaking from a part of ourselves that doesn't fully believe that the whole mission of this, we often feel the opposite. We feel this life was cut so short, and the person didn't have the opportunity to fulfill their mission in this world. So if the Maharal taught us last time that as Jews we're so obsessed with taking our potential and actualizing it, so what are we to make of a person who, Rachmana Litzlan, never had that opportunity? So says the Maharal, don't make the mistake. Again, let's look inside. Do not make the mistake to negate the possibility of Shleimus for someone who was never able to actualize that potential. Asher halach la'olamo kodem shahotzi Shleimus shalom alapol. Like a person, again, who left this world before he or she was able to actualize their potential. We should not say that they're not eligible for a portion of Olam Haba. The opposite. We know from Chazal explicitly that Ketanim Shemeisu are Bnei Olam Haba. Ein anu sholem ha'olam haba mimenu klau. Im yesh bo hachana el ha'shleimus v'meis. As long as a person, and it really goes back to what we learned in the Hagdama, our job as people who have a connection to Torah is not to necessarily anything. Our job is to try. Our job is to make an effort. Anu amelim u'makavim eschar. That's the magic word we're going to talk about tonight. Amelis, trying. We spoke about it in the introduction when we emphasized that the bracha that we make in Birchas HaTorah is la'asok. I'm willing to try. Am I going to come to correct conclusions? Did I pass him correctly? Did I learn the Tosos correctly? Did I grasp the profundity of the Ramban's comment on Chumash? I don't know. But that's not my concern. Says the Maharal, as long as a person did what they could, they prepared themselves as best they could, they lived a life of striving for Shleimus. For a child, the child did everything that was possible for a young child to do. And the child died, Rachmana Litzlan, premature. So about such a person, what, they're not going to get Olam Haba? The Maharal says, no such thing, they have to get Olam Haba. Sha'onus haya shalohoti Shleimus shalolapoel. It was onus, was completely beyond their control, that they were not able to actualize their potential. Continuing on page 100. As Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Chashav la'asos mitzvah v'nanas, if a person intended to do a mitzvah and something happened beyond their control, yesh al zeh schar ki lo'asa mitzvah, they're given credit as if they did the mitzvah. So as long as we can look Hashem in the face at the end of our life, so to speak, and be able to say, Hashem, I really tried my best, then you're an Adam Shalim. And beyond their control was not able to, you know, to go further in terms of their potential, we would say about such a person, they're a complete person. They did everything that they could. And it's an important idea to keep in mind. Says the Maharal, why is that so? If Lamaisa, they didn't achieve, you know, enough, so to speak, so why is it that we say spiritually they did enough? And this is a very nuanced point, so listen carefully, it's an important point. Which part of you is forever? Your neshama. The neshama is really perfect in and of itself, meaning Elokai neshama shenasata b'tahorei. My neshama is a piece of God. My neshama is a divine spark. So yes, our job is to play the game and to work on nurturing the neshama, but on a certain level, the neshama is ever ready. And the fact that the neshama is willing, if something happens that the guf is blocking the neshama from being able to do it, in other words, this person died prematurely, their body gave out. So the neshama wanted to do what was right. The neshama is the part that's going to go cash in and receive the olam haba. So as far as the neshama is concerned, it did everything it could. And therefore, says the Maharal, again, ki mitzad ki aschar la'asir hu l'neshama, since the schar is the eternal pleasure, the living on of the soul, of basking in the ziva shechina, again, whatever exactly happens to the neshama, but it's the neshama that goes on forever, v'kasher hu anus lohaya ikuv zeh mitzad neshama. And whatever stopped the fulfillment of that goal, it wasn't the neshama. It was the body that was stopped. Rak leguf. The guf was unable to carry it out lamaisa. The neshama was always willing to. And the person, again, from again, neshama in Maharal is synonymous with seichel. So it's really about what was my intention. If I wanted to do everything I could, and something prevented me from doing it, so Hashem has no tainas on me. I'm an adam shalim. And therefore the neshama is able to get the reward as if it did the mitzvah. Where will a person, God forbid, be blocked in terms of receiving schar, receiving olam haba? Rakim osa b'meizid b'daito v'sichlo. If a person used, again, willful intention to not do the mitzvah, they could have done the mitzvah in neshama and guf, and they refrained from doing so. They made a conscious decision not to. That is a neshama decision. My mind making such a decision is a neshama decision. So the neshama in that sense is tainted. And without such a person, they will, unfortunately, lose some of their portion of the world to come. V'zehayim mitzad neshama. That is a loss for the soul. If the seichel, b'mezid, right? If das and seichel, as the Maharal writes in the Perash on Pirkei Avos, chachma tunav das heim l'neshama. If any of the intellectual attributes of a person, my mind, right? My willful desire, allows me to not do the mitzvah, so that damages my neshama, and that I have to take a chrayis for, that I will be held accountable for. And this idea, we will continue to explain. But again, when we held people, what he means by raka kavana b'misha efshar, he's saying, going back to what we learned last time, when we said a person's whole life is about actualizing potential, that's for one who's able to. That's for one who's able to. A person who could learn more, a person who could do more mitzvahs, a person who could pursue greater spiritual pursuits and chooses willfully not to, will be held accountable. And that's what we learned last time. We can't rest on our laurels and we can't say, you know what, I'm good enough. I was born with a Jewish soul and now I'm good to go. Our job is to work. Let's learn about that work that we have to do. So as we've been explaining, man is created, his maila, his greatness is the fact that he has this koach, this potential. He cannot deceive his soul. Lomar, to say to himself that I'm going to be Yoshev Batel and I'll be automatically successful. V'yatzliach v'atzlacha nitzchis. No such thing. Rak hatzlacha so b'kiyum ha-Torah v'amitzos. If you want to be matzliach, you have to what? B'kiyum. You have to work to actualize, to fulfill Torah and mitzvos. Let's learn one Gemara that makes this point very clear. U'lahoros ki ha'adam chaser. To make the point that a person, again, is imperfect, and our life's mission is to work on ourselves. V'tzarech elav hashlama. And that the mission is for us to complete ourselves or to perfect ourselves as much as humanly possible. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Perek Chelek. Lakach Amru Perek Chelek. Fascinating Gemara. Adam la'amal yulad. It's a pasuk in Iyov. Man was created, yulad, you were born to work. So I ask you, what kind of work? Many of us have spent the last couple of months redefining what my work schedule looks like, right? For some it was a shorter period of time, for some people it was a longer period of time, some people are working from home, some people are out of work, some people are pursuing new types of work. Adam la'amal yulad, says the pasuk in Iyov, man was created to work. But what kind of work? Effort. We have to make effort in life. What kind of effort? Amar Rabbi Elazar, eini yodea im la'amal peh, im la'amal melacha. Fascinating Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't know if it's the amal of the mouth. Should I work with my words? Or should I work with molacha? Should I work with working? Kishu omer. When the pasuk says, nefesh omel omlo lo kiachaf alav pihu, have omer la amal peh. The Gemara clarifies, the type of amal that a person is supposed to primarily be omel in is the work of the mouth. Well, what does that mean? And the Gemara asks the question. This is still the Gemara speaking. V'adayin eini yodea imla amal Torah imla amal sicha. Right, so I'm supposed to use my mouth a lot. What should I do with my mouth? Should I be omel b'Torah, through speaking words of Torah, through learning Torah, through conversing, v'dibarta bam? Or no, maybe I'm just supposed to talk. Omel sicha, what do you think omel sicha even means? What is omel sicha? I should become an eloquent speaker. What is omel sicha? Says the Gemara, kishu omer lo yamush sefer ha-Torah hazem ipicha, v'agisa bo yomam v'layla, when the pasuk in Yeshua tells us that we should what? We should always be involved in Torah with our mouth day and night. Have yomer la'amel Torah. Amazing Gemara. So the Gemara starts out asking the question, again, what is the purpose of our life? Adam la'amel yulad. What type of amel? Is it the amel of the guf or amel of the peh? It's the amel of the peh. What should I do with my peh? Should it be the amel of conversation? Or the amel of Torah? The Gemara clarifies, lo yamush sefer Torah zemi picha. It should be the amel of Torah. Okay. Says the Maharal. Ubeiro bezeh, the biro of this strange Gemara. Ubeiro bezeh ha-dvarim asher amarnu. Ki ha-adam hazeh lo nivra b'shleimuso ha-achron. A person was not created in a completed state. Again, we mentioned last time that sometimes an animal, from a halachic standpoint, an animal is born as an adult. We don't have such a concept as human beings. And the very fact that our body is growing, al-achas kama v'kama a million times over, our spiritual selves have to grow and develop. And our job is to what? Is to actualize that perfection. The first thing you need to know, says the Gemara, you're not perfect. You need to work. You were created to work on yourself. To try to actualize the potential of your shleimus. V'lo yagia lihiyos nimtza b'poa lagamri la'olam. And our whole life, the Maharal is making a very strong point here, we'll clarify it as we go on, but the Maharal is saying my whole life, there is no arriving. There's no point where I can say that I'm done. There's always more for a person to work on. And I work and I work and I work and I work until the moment I die, and then I can say I tried my best, like we started with. As long as I'm constantly trying to perfect, to better, and to better, and to better, then I'm good. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chaf Aleph, that there's 50 levels of understanding. Moshe Rabbeinu made it to level 50 minus 1. Right? There's 50 levels of Bina. Moshe had Chamishim Chasar Achas, 50 minus 1. So just say 49. What's 50 minus 1? I mean, the Gemara does that a lot, right? You have 40 lashes minus 1. There are 40 Malachos on Shabbos minus 1. What's 50 minus 1? The way the Tzaddikim explained, the Chiddush Arim explained, the first Gaon Rebbe explained, that the 50th level, the highest level, is a level that's called minus one. That I feel like I haven't even taken the first step yet. That was level 50. Moshe reached the highest level, which is the realization that there's always more to do. And that's why we encounter Moshe, mamish, the last psukim of the Torah, full of energy, still steiging, still going, right? Vayelech Moshe, the parsha, Vayelech Moshe, and Moshe went. He's a holech, like we learned. A holech, a person who's always going, as opposed to an angel who stands in his place, who doesn't grow, doesn't change, who, like the Talmud Yerushalmi taught us last time, doesn't have leg joints, can't jump, can't rise, can't fall. Human beings have to always be steiging, have to be growing, have to be elevating. So my whole life, says the Maharal, is Adam La'amol Yula. From the time I'm born till the time I die, my job is to work. What type of work? What type of work? And it's amazing. You see this Gemara play out in real life because there are people who like, you're 95 years old, it's time to retire already. No, I feel like I need to work. But the guy's still going into his office instead of working on his soul. That's a misguided, it's rooted in a deep truth. It's rooted in the Havamin of the Gemara. I need to be a worker. I need to work to feel like my life has value. But you got to make sure you're working in the right area. You're working on yourself in the right way. So therefore, says the Gemara, Lefichach amar adam la'amal yulad, va'amal hu ayitziya la'pavol, v'tamid hu bekoach od letzeisa la'pavol. And a person is in a constant state of possibility, again, of being more lamaisa, of making that reality more pronounced in his life. Because a person, again, is with potential, and no matter how much you work, it's shayach for a person to what? You could always try to become more complete. Awesome. There's always more to do. No, I read that line already. Good, you can always do more. Let's do a drop more. Since we're talking about doing more, let's do a drop more. So then the Gemara says, well, I still don't know. What type of amelus should I be involved in? Is it the work of the mouth or the work of the guf? Ki af im nivra ha'adam b'koach v'lo b'poel. Ulai ha'koach hazeh hu shayach l'koach ha'gufani. She'ein safek shehu b'koach. V'yesh bo yitzia el ha'poel. Uvo shayach amel. Right? The Gemara, I don't think the Gemara really thought that the purpose of my life is to work with my body. But the Gemara is acknowledging that there are levels of accomplishment in this world. A person who's a productive human being, who uses their physical strength to produce, again, whether that physical strength means their physical body, or whether it's building something in this world, again, whether it's a physical structure or building an idea, that's all an expression of the koach haguf, and that's a form of shleimus. When a person is a productive human being who builds as opposed to burns and destroys, as we see it happening in the world right now, right, that's a sign of a civilized human being, of a person who's using their body in the right way. To be a person who's building, not destroying. So maybe, says the Gemara, that's enough. Maybe it's enough for a person to actualize their potential with the koach haguf. She'ein shafik shehu b'koach v'yesh bo yitzia l'poel. Uvo shayach amel. The term amel could absolutely be applied to a person who uses his physical resources in a positive way. Aval koach hadivri, but maybe the koach of speech, shu yoser nivdol b'mashal nimtza b'shar b'alechayim kim ba'adam. But then the Gemara says, but maybe the fact that you can speak, which separates us from the animals, it's something that makes us even more human. Maybe there's a way to use that part of myself as a way of what? Of a melis, of building, of growing. And therefore it's more abstract, it's more spiritual. Speech is more elevated than the work of the body. Which is why when people disagree with each other, instead of punching each other in the face, when they can sit across the table and have a civilized conversation, that says something. That's a form of shleimus. And again, I'm obviously responding to what's happening all around the country right now, but it's very true. So the Maharal says, the Gemara entertains the possibility, maybe just being a builder with your body is already a tremendous maila. And then the Gemara says, but maybe there's a higher way of being, which is being even more human by learning to have dialogue, to be able to converse. So the Gemara is wondering, is it enough to just actualize my potential with my body? Maybe it's enough, again, to be a human, the fact that I could use my body in a more creative way than an animal. Or maybe I have to use the part of myself that really separates me from the animals. Says the Gemara, I will stop with this. Falze Amar, Kaven Dichsiv, Nefesh, Amel, Amel Alo, Kiachaf, Alav Piyu, Hareki Amel Hazehu, Amel Peh, Shukoach Adivri, Shukoach Zet Sarach, Sheyotzi Alapoel, Valze Nivra Adam. The Gemara's initial answer is, it has to be that again, Adam, La Amel Yulad, what makes us an Adam? Animals also use physical strength. We may be able to use it better. But again, it's the koach hadibur that truly sets us apart. So the Gemara says, if you can use your speech in a way of being productive, that's a very good thing. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll finish up the parak on Tuesday night. But of course, the Gemara, we're midway point of the Gemara. The Gemara's conclusion is going to be, there's something then obviously using your guf, and that's called using your speech. But there's something higher than using gan seichel in the world of the Maharal. It means using your neshama. And using your neshama doesn't just mean using your koach hadibur or your rational intellect to be engaged in the olam haza pursuits, but to be able to, like the Gemara's conclusion, to use your speech for the speech of Torah. Lo yamo sefer Torah zemei picha v'gisa bo yomam v'layla. Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight. It was suggested by someone that we should save a couple minutes at the end of the shiur for questions. So bli neder, I'm going to start implementing that Tuesday night. I just have to run to a drive-through wedding now. So I'm sorry I can't stick around, but please, if you have questions, you could definitely be in touch, and I'm happy to try to answer them.